I've manifested over $100,000 over the last 2 years, and that has been without me having to work hard. I feel like the biggest message I'm trying to get with all my sharing my story is that it is possible.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast.
My name's Anita Aguilar.
I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you. And I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation. And we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who've truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful that you are here today. So today is all about you, each and every one of you listening to the podcast. I'm so grateful that you are investing the time and energy. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure that you like and subscribe the podcast so that we can get this out to as many people as possible. And two, also subscribe to the YouTube. So today's episode is where I'm going to be reading your testimonies. Ding, ding, ding. I got some new little buttons and noises for the podcast, and I'm really, really excited about that. So yeah, like I said, I'm going to be reading your testimonies. These are messages that I get every single day within our community, from messages on Instagram, our post in the Facebook group. Just random people coming up to me when they see me in person. And this is just my thank you for investing the time and energy into this work. So one of our first testimony. Okie dokie. Wow, there's been so much that I've missed in the Facebook group. So I am grateful that we are here today. There's also some questions that I might be leaving for the next podcast. Do-do-do-do-do. So this one is from a while back. It's from October 23rd. It's from Nikki Paddock. So Nikki said, hi, I went back and I did the 3-day manifesting money program again, and I went in with a goal of $3,000 in a bit of a different way. I've been wanting to ask my sister to babysit one day a week for me when I go back to work. And on the last day of the course, I asked her and she said, yes, total daycare savings for me in the future will be $3,120. Plus, I got a $150 check in the mail. Woot! Exceeded my goal. Next, I want to do $60,000. Yeah! Thank you, Nicole, for sharing your testimony on our Facebook group. Or Nikki, sorry, not Nicole. Thank you, Nikki, for sharing your testimony. Thank you for implementing this work. One thing I want to point out about this testimony is being open and receptive to how the money comes to you. I think this is so huge when you are becoming conscious of this work and you're building these beliefs in a new story. Again, we have so much proof that it's hard to make money, that you have to work super hard, that if you didn't physically go out there and work for it, then the money doesn't count. And the more that you can become conscious and aware of those stories and challenge them and contradict them and be open and receptive to receiving, the more things like this are going to happen. So I would not only want to thank you for doing the work, but also really, again, feeling that fear and making the ask and seeing her saying yes as a manifestation, because that is huge and those things are only going to be amplified. Here is another testimony in. This is from one of our 31 Days of Abundance, 31 Days of Abundance accountability groups. So this was from Betty. I believe it's Betty. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. So she said, I promise you the most unpredictable notifications have been coming up for me ever since I started doing this work. Have I mentioned that I love it here? ? It's like all in caps, so I'm trying to read this the way that she wrote it. And I'm finally going to be able to pay off this course. We're only halfway through the month and I have exceeded my goals. And it's again in all caps. I hope everyone is doing amazing, and I just want to thank those who've helped put the program together, and words can't explain how grateful I am for each and every one of you. We are celebrating you, Betty, for doing this work, investing the time and energy. And again, it's only amplifying the power that you have. A lot of times we see, I don't want to say this is only with social media because we've been programmed to put all of our power in external resources. But again, social media has really amplified this. So what happens a lot is that we see maybe a trending TikTok with an audio, and we think that the audio is the number one thing that is causing our manifestations, or the perfect manifestation hack or trick or journal prompt. But really, all of those things are just tools and resources to help tap into the power that you already have. So what happens when you start doing this work, not only doing it, but doing it on a consistent basis, is that you start to really amplify that power. And I get specifically really, really excited with those who this work is super, super new to, and they're like super, and they like just became conscious that their thoughts create their reality, and they have all of the power to really manipulate energy, and money is just energy. So when you start to build that belief in your story, it not only helps you, it helps other people in your vortex, maybe your friends, maybe eventually your parents, eventually your significant others, right? Everybody around you starts to believe because you are walking manifestation, you are walking proof. But then if you really, really extend that, again, think about all of the people who are here listening to this podcast, who are going through the exact same scenario, who are going through the same shift or quantum leap, and you have a testimony that really just amplified their belief. Maybe they didn't believe it when I said it because I'm a certain age, or maybe because of where I'm located at. Maybe we have different backgrounds. But when you share your story, it helps so many people amplify that belief. So thank you, Betty, for doing this work. So this one is actually a question. I'm just going to say the initials here, DW. And the post on the Facebook group is, again, a question just asking for advice. So it says, hello, I'm new here. I'm a student. I don't work, so I don't have money. But most of the manifestation techniques, it is said that you have to put in the work for your accomplishments. So how can I receive money if I don't work? And can I manifest without, can I manifest only receiving them in my credit card? And the answer is whatever you believe. I know it sounds simple, and I know it sounds like, oh my gosh, what do you mean, whatever it is that I believe? I am going to break this down for everybody who has this question that is similar to this. And again, who are maybe super new to the world of manifestation. What do you mean you can just manifest money? So to break this down as short and simple as possible, everything is made out of energy. So if you have a little microscope, beep, 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 and you're looking at everything in this microscope, and you're looking at your hands, you're looking at maybe a glass of water that you have next to you, your laptop, your phone, your bed, you're looking at all these objects around you. Again, if you got a microscope, everything around you is made out of energy. And so are our thoughts, and so is money. So what happens is that a lot of us have really, really deep-rooted subconscious beliefs and fears about money. And so whatever it is that you believe, and when I say you believe, I mean your subconscious mind believes, is what will manifest into the physical form by law. So when you have these deep-rooted subconscious beliefs about money that you have to work super hard, or again, you just have to work in this specific question, right? So again, the story is, I'm a student, which society has projected that students are always struggling. They don't have money, which is true, right? There's so much proof. There's a lot of scenarios that happen. But I promise you, there's that 2% of people who have really broken down that belief of not only, again, maybe that hustle, grind, and working and stuff like that, but also just really, really having an abundant mindset, knowing that the money will come. And so when you have these deep-rooted subconscious beliefs of you have to do something in order for the money to manifest, that is what will shift and move and form in your reality to keep having proof that that is true. So when you start to become conscious of these thoughts and become conscious of these beliefs and become conscious that you can shift this, shift the energy and your point of attraction, you can really just start by just playing a game and asking yourself, well, how is this not true? What are all the times that money has came to me without me physically working? And once you start to ask yourself these questions, you start to operate at a new frequency, you also start to manipulate all of the energy around you to, again, shift and move to these new beliefs. And so going back to all the techniques and the things that help us amplify our power, it's really important for us to know what those things are doing, right? When you are journaling or you're writing something down, it's reprogramming your subconscious mind faster because you see it in your own handwriting. So again, the journal prompts and everything help, right? Because there's people who've been doing this work for so long and they're conscious of these stories and they're really trying to kind of just giving you what helped them and a little bit more structure. And this, again, is what helps us really amplify the power that we already have and bring consciousness to all of these blocks that society has put on us. So if I was in your shoes and I am a student, I have no money, I need to pay off this debt, or maybe I'm just projecting this, but like maybe the belief is that they want to receive the money in the credit card so that they can pay it off, or maybe it's just so that it's available to them. So one, I would be open. I'd be receptive to all of the ways that the money can come to me, right? It would be really, really cool if it came on my credit card. It'd be really, really cool if it came in a random check in the mail, but I'd also be okay if I didn't. And step two, what I would do is just be really open and receptive. And again, play a game. What are all the ways that money come to you without you physically working, and watch what happens. And when I say watch what happens, don't only pay attention. Yeah, you're going to celebrate when you find $50 on the ground or X, Y, and Z, but you also need to write those things down. Again, when you see it in your own handwriting, it helps your subconscious mind reprogram this. So that's why a lot of times when I'm going through a shift, I'm always writing all of the things that happened that day, all of the challenges that happened that day, the breakthroughs that came through that day, the downloads that came through that day, because you're going to go through the same patterns over and over again every single time that you up level and become more conscious. So that was kind of a question, but I'm going to go back to some of these testimonies. Okay, so this one was on October 30th. And again, it's kind of a question here. Hello, I'm new to the group. Any tips on manifesting money, the process? How do I know if I have a money block? I am aware that I create my reality, which is huge. That's awesome. I have days where I'm confident and days where I'm not, and I notice when my vibration is low. Does this affect my process, and how can I stay motivated in the 3D? I love manifesting the Manifesting Money podcast. It motivates me, but I still have my moments. Thank you. So this message is from Kayla. Thank you so much for sharing this and again allowing us to transmute this on the podcast, because I'm sure there's so many people who are wondering the same. So again, if you are someone who is conscious and aware that your thoughts create your reality, can we just like celebrate you really fast, because I don't think you understand how big that alone is. Like 90% of the world have no idea that their thoughts create their reality. And maybe you can even just kind of play this again game of awareness and really help your brain understand how important that is. That you know that your thoughts create your reality by asking other people in your community. And what you're going to start to notice is that you're most likely one of the few people in your reality, in your vortex, that believe that this is true. So when you start to become conscious of how big that is alone, again, celebrate that. And step two is to also, again, getting creative in all the ways that money... And step two is to get super clear on all the things that are coming up for you. So one of the biggest skill sets that we teach in all of our programs is how to create money on demand. So money, again, is an unlimited resource. that you can tap into at any given point or time. When I first started teaching this work, this was one of the first things that I taught every single person who asked me about manifestation, because this work doesn't discriminate. Like, each and every one of you listening to the podcast or watching on TikTok or watching on a YouTube video, you can create money out of thin air. So, and this reminds me when I was at the chiropractor the other day. And again, I'm just going to the chiropractor. I'm getting my back popped. It's what I do on a daily basis to help my body. And I'm over here. So I go to the chiropractor and I am, you know, getting ready for the session. And usually when you go into this place or to the chiropractor, again, they kind of just check in you and see, okay, what's bothering you today? Is it your neck, your back? Do you have headaches? X, Y, and Z. And this specific interaction started with, oh, I've seen that you're coming from a different location, because they can check it on the computer. And I was like, yeah, you know, I was there visiting my sister. I just moved from San Diego, just kind of like sharing a little bit about my story. And again, we're not talking about anything chiropractor. And again, we just kind of get into this conversation. And the chiropractor starts telling me about all of the different franchises he has. So the chiropractor place is called The Joint. I'm a really big advocate for The Joint and going to the chiropractor in general, because I think it's really, really important. But he has a franchise, and he franchised the one that he was working at. He was also franchising another one. And he was just talking about how they wanted him to open up a franchise, The Joint, right in the middle of Manhattan, like right by the World Trade Center. And he was like, okay. And he was kind of looking at all the numbers and stuff, and, you know, but they weren't willing to pay him what he was requiring for him to do this. So to put this in perspective in this conversation, it was about, I think he said it was about $500 to paint the walls and stuff, like in his, one of his first franchises, but to do it over there, it would have been $18,000. And specific, like, same thing. The only difference is the location. You got to get the permits. You got to, obviously the space is a little bit bigger, but it's less about that. It's more about the location. And again, it was just the same steps, but a higher frequency, right? The numbers were different. And he was telling me about how this billionaire was telling him, yeah, you can, and he's like, this billionaire, this crazy guy. And he was like telling me about how this guy wanted him to go over there. But since they weren't willing to pay him what he was asking, he said no. And what he said moments later, again, he has no idea what I do or my podcast or anything. He just looks at me and he says, yeah, I can create money out of thin air. He's like, I can have $0 one day, and by the end of the week, hundreds of thousands. And I was like, bro, I came here to go to the chiropractor and I'm over here just like getting channeled messages from people. And it was just so like, it was really amplifying a belief that I already had and I needed a reminder of it. And also, just really reminding me to share the message that this is a skill set. Being able to create money on demand is a skill set that anybody can do. But in this specific scenario, again, it's him following what feels good to him and saying no to the things that don't. And so this is exactly what I would recommend to this person or anybody who has this question of, how do I manifest money? How do I attract money in my life? So you are the only one that has that answer, because what happens is that we get shiny object syndrome. Oh, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this, because that person is making money doing that. But if you're doing it because you see somebody else doing it and they've had success, and it's not really a desire of yours, you're only really doing it because of the money, you will learn some strategic strategies or lessons along the way. But the real skill set is to be able to identify what feels good to you, the idea that's coming up for you over and over and over again, and trusting that and following through with that. Because that too is a skill set that only you have the answer, and your answer is the number one thing that matters. And releasing the things that don't feel good is what, again, gives that more power. But this testimony, again, it's from our Facebook group. It's from F-E-R for, and I'm just here to share my testimony about the manifestation and how I've literally been using techniques from the podcast, from books, the wisdom of life experience, and meditation, all of it. Using various healing mythologies, practices, tools, coping mechanisms, whatever you call them. Well, in December 2022, I quit my job and as a high school Spanish teacher in Colorado. I had just bought my home in August 2020, and I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. I worked through the fear using the mythologies I had been practicing, transmuting energy, like I like to say, and basically I've been manifesting moving to two different countries, renting my home in the States and having passive income, and created a homeschooling nest in another with another mom here in Mexico. So I came into alignment with my divine partner and moved to the Dominican Republic. Oh, cool. On my vision board, I posted many trips that I have literally landed on my lap. I visualized the news of my hubby immigration case, and that's all been aligning. I've manifested over $100,000 over the last 2 years, and that has been without me having to work hard. I feel like the biggest message I'm trying to get with all my sharing my story is that it is possible. Now I'm in a space where I want to teach others how to do it, because there is no greater form of empowerment than the knowledge of self. And the key when it comes to manifesting anything and tuning into our highest versions of ourselves. And I want to thank you, Anita, for confirming all of that. And I've been learning on this journey and having a space for this to be shared. Oh, how beautiful. Alrighty, friends, that wraps up today's podcast episode. Thank you again. For those of you who are super, super new to this work and who are completely unconscious of what your blocks are, or if you even have them, make sure you check out the free quiz that we have in the show notes for you. My team and I have been working on that religiously, and it's so fun to really just pick and pull all of the information that we've gathered from working with thousands of clients and really just putting this in a place where it makes it easy, dissectable, not only for you to become conscious of your blocks, but for all of the resources that are available to you. So I'm really, really excited about that quiz. So make sure you take advantage of it. It's going to be in the show notes. Other than that, I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you, shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes, or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy, and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.